Today, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame brings a new batch of notables into the fold. Some of the rockers inducted include Black Sabbath, Blondie, the Sex Pistols, and yes, Miles Davis. Miles Davis might be a name synonymous with jazz, but his long career consisted of several phases of musical experimentation. In the late 1960s, Miles became intrigued by the electric sounds of Jimi Hendrix. He'd been surrounding himself with younger, more forward-looking musicians like drummer Tony Williams and pianist Herbie Hancock. Miles began synthesizing jazz with funk and rock. The result, the genre known today as fusion. His movement in that direction first came in 1969 with the album In a Silent Way. Later that year, he recorded another classic, Bitches Brew.
He just kept evolving from Kind of Blue to Miles Smiles to In a Silent Way to Bitches Brew. You'll see a straight line.
Trumpeter Wallace Roney boasted the distinction of being a Miles Davis protege.
Bitches Brew, I think, is a landmark record for the music industry because it was the time when Miles took the innovations of Jimi Hendrix and married it with his own innovations and just shook the world up. Miles, being the genius, was able to crystallize all those things in a way that was unlike anything else before and influenced everything up to this moment. Even hip-hoppers are influenced by the things that happened on Bitches Brew.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame realizes the relationship between jazz music and rock and roll.
Jazz vocalist Cassandra Wilson credits Miles for influencing her own eclectic vision of music. She first heard Miles on the album Sketches of Spain, during the period when Miles was exploring classical music.
You know, I think that was my first introduction to the whole idea of jazz being a universal language that can work in any context. Miles Davis was a great innovator, and he was always building bridges. And there's so much evidence of that bridge building in his music, especially as it relates to rock and roll. So I'm really happy to hear that Miles Davis has made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Jazz vocalist Cassandra Wilson. We also heard from a Miles protege, trumpeter Wallace Roney. Roney has a new CD out. It's called Mystical. Later in the program, we'll talk more with Roney about his own ambitious efforts to make great jazz music for the 21st century.